And good morning, everybody. It's time for another edition of our Valley Talk program as you're in tune to the voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston on this Monday, May 22nd. And we have Kurt Elveson from Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs joining us once again here this morning. Kurt, how are we doing? Staying busy as usual, I'm guessing?
Yeah, staying busy, and everything's going pretty good.
Good. So. Very good. I know we got a couple things we want to talk about here today. One of them is when we had you back on, I think at the beginning of the month, we were kind of promoting that pancake breakfast that you were going to be doing. Sounds like that went really well.
Yes, it went really well. So they had the breakfast feed that Sunday morning, and they had a lot of people show up. I thought they said they served, can't quote me, but about 200 people, I think they
very
served.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you had the Waffle King there, so that helped. And So they had a really great event, made a lot of money for the Honor Flight. I can't really say the dollar amounts, which is not my place to do that.
Yep.
But what I do want to say is I want to thank everybody that came out and supported it. Special shout out to Ole Print Shop here that made all the flyers for free. They donated that for the event. Christian Brothers Ford made a nice donation as well. And, of course, the Masonic Lodge who put it all together, you know, with the kitchen and everything. So that... Definitely a shout out to those people that made this work.
Yeah, everybody had a big part in it and went really well, like you said. And we had talked about it before on how, you know, you're hoping to do more of these kinds of events in the future, hopefully.
Yep. I the way this after this one went, I'd say we should be trying to do one at least once a year.
Good.
Maybe even hit Oxcart days. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say anything yet, but we'll, you know, something to talk about anyways.
Absolutely. Especially when you're getting near, and again, we don't know the number for sure, but let's say it's around 200, like you said, just in that range.
Yep.
I mean, if there's that many people interested in it and donating for the good cause, I mean, why not try and do it a couple times a year? And seems like people in the community are behind it. So that's good.
Exactly. I think a lot of people do know what the Honor Flight is. So that's good that with all the veteran programs out there, you know, not a lot of the public know about different veteran benefits and that kind of stuff, but definitely the Honor Flight, so a well-known one.
Sure, absolutely. Well, so speaking of different benefits, let's talk about one that we have been talking about for a while now, and it's the 9/11 one, which you had mentioned back when this came out. There's $25 million. There was at the beginning, right?
Yep.
We're down to, it sounds like, anywhere from 5 to 4 million left, and it's going away very quickly.
Yep. So the 9/11 bonus is any veteran served after 9/11, 2001, doesn't have to be overseas at all. Just as long as you served active duty service, you're eligible for the bonus. Either $600 or $1,200 if you served overseas. They got certain medals. Gold Star families, you know, if they lost a loved one during the after 9/11, they can get $2,000. So that bonus has been going on for a while now. As of May 3rd, they had 22,000 applicants. 19,000 were approved, and they've already spent $20.4 million. So they have about $4.4 million left.
Yeah. And again, that was almost 3 weeks ago at this time now. So it could be even lesser than that at this point. And
exactly.
And again, I mean, what do we always talk about when you're on Kurt? It doesn't hurt to apply if you're eligible.
Exactly. And that's, it's kind of, you know, we've talked about this many times and we've advertised it many times, but I still will talk to a veteran on the street and they'll tell me when they serve. And I say, oh, have you applied for the 9/11 bonus? What's that?
Yeah.
So yes, if you know anybody that served after 9/11, they definitely let them know that there's a nice little bonus out there for them that they should apply for.
Because I would imagine at this point, we're looking at the very best that this is around only a couple more months, and it's probably going to be gone. I mean, we can't quote that for sure, but with the trend that we're seeing, a very good chance this is going to be gone within the next couple of months.
With the trend we're seeing, I if you're holding your feet because you just haven't taken the time to do it, you better do it now before it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, so it's before 9/11 or after 9/11, just to be
clear. Oh, I'm sorry, after 9/11.
It is after, okay.
I might have said before.
No, I don't know if you did or not. I just wanted to clarify.
Yep,
you probably said it right. But
so served after 9/11.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. So, and again, it doesn't have to be overseas, just active duty.
Active duty, yep.
There
active duty after 9/11, 2001.
Sure, okay. Very good. And so you mentioned who's eligible to apply. If someone's like an advocate for a veteran, does it have to be the veteran himself or herself that actually...
Let's just say you got a veteran that maybe might be incompetent or something like that.
There would be exceptions.
A caregiver could probably help apply.
Okay, sure.
It's definitely something, you know, in those cases, I would reach out to our office and we can help them.
Sure.
Because you can apply for this one online. It's pretty simple to do it online if you can upload your discharge paper and your copy of your driver's license. Basically all you need.
So. And this is a nationwide one?
No, or just Minnesota. This is a state one, Minnesota bonus.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, very good. Well, so actually now I'm just curious. I'm going to ask, and I've probably asked this question before, so you have to have a Minnesota address then at that point. What if you've been in Minnesota and now you're not?
Yep, so that was the other stipulation, is you had to enter active duty service as a Minnesota resident.
Okay.
And currently have to be one.
Okay.
But there is in the, you know, talk about Veterans Day on the Hill. That's one of the things we went down to talk to their legislative about, was changing that. So we're trying to change it, so if you're a veteran today that served after 9/11 active duty service and are a Minnesota resident, you should be able to get it, even if you signed up for active duty service outside of Minnesota.
Sure. So in the case where if you're a Minnesota resident, when you go in, you could, let's say, leave Minnesota for a while. If you come back, though, now, and you're once again are a Minnesota resident, then you're eligible at that point. So it doesn't matter if you've been away in between, per se.
Just got to have that entered service on your discharge, Minnesota.
Okay.
And currently have Minnesota driver's license or proof of Minnesota residency.
And again, anybody that maybe is confused at all about this, I'm sure your office is more than happy to.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And that's what we're here for. Yeah. So if you're not too sure, give us a call.
Absolutely. Very good. Okay, so I think that takes care of that one. And then we got, if there's anything else we're missing, feel free. But otherwise, I want to jump ahead to Memorial Day, unless you have something else. But Memorial Day's coming up, and I know there's programs that go on throughout the county here. And what's that look like this year?
So, you know, usually you can find, I know Winger has an event, Fosson has an event. You know, just about every little town has an event. As far as times, usually either 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, you know, reach out to your local veteran organizations like American Legion, VFWs. They're usually the ones putting them on, and the auxiliaries. Fertile usually has an event.
Sure.
Mentor. So just reach out to your local cities or veteran organizations, and you'll figure out what times and stuff they're at. I do suggest anybody in the public, hey, it's Memorial Day. What's it really all about? Try to at least go to the event.
Absolutely.
You know, take an hour or two out of your day for
the least you can do.
But I do know that in Crookston here at 10 o'clock at the Oakdale Cemetery, they will start the event this year like they always do.
Okay.
So
it'll be 10 o'clock here, and I know you're going to be – did you speak in Crookston last year?
I was in Crookston last
year. Okay, and you'll be
– in Oakley, Minnesota this year.
Okay, and you just try to bounce around to the different ones?
I'm kind of first come, first serve. So as soon as someone asks me, I put them on my calendar, even if it's years out.
Sure.
Like Oakley, I think they asked me 2 years ago.
Okay.
Crookston asked me 4 years ago. Sure. You know? So my schedule – actually, right now it's open for next year. So,
oh, there you go. Yeah, well, hey, I mean, that might change very quickly now that you said that. So.
So that's usually how I do it. If first come, first serve. If I've already spoken in that city one time,
sure,
you know, I'll probably give somebody else a chance.
So. And what do? And again, I don't want to spoil anything because we want the people to actually go and take this in. But what does a typical program or the ones that you've been involved with in the past look like?
A lot of times, you know, you have your flag ceremony. Usually, you have a speaker. You have taps played, just kind of a normal, I guess, if you're asking for people that aren't used to it, but, taps are played, the flags, a speaker will speak about Memorial Day or speak about, how we should honor the day and then kind of go from there.
Sure. Okay. And they last usually, it depends, I'm sure, from place to place, but maybe an hour or something like
that. I'd say about an hour.
Okay. Sure. And you do that rain or shine, or there? what happens this year, for instance, if there's rain?
I've never really been rained out. First year being a VSO, I did speak at Plummer, and there was lightning going on when I was speaking, which was kind of scary being outside in the middle of a field with electronic devices around.
Yeah.
No, we just kept going. Usually we just keep going, unless it's really bad. But
yeah, no. And,
haven't seen that yet.
And again, I mean, if you see it out in advance, it's like 100% or something, and it's going to be really bad, you could make an adjustment. Otherwise, hopefully you get through it, and it's not a problem, and keep our fingers crossed for you. You get good weather, so.
Most places have a backup plan, I think, for something to do indoors. So.
Sure. Okay, very good. And again, like Kurt said, I mean, the least you could do, take some time out of your day, realize what the day is for, and take one of these in if you haven't, because I think it could be really powerful.
Yeah, especially, you know, I think young kids need to see these events as well, because we need to make sure that the future generations understands, you know, why we have the freedom we have, what Memorial Day is all about, is to honor those who passed away in war.
100%. I agree. Could not agree more. So very important to understand and know that. Was there anything else we missed or I skipped over there when we jumped ahead? Or
No, I think we kind of got everything got on the list three. Today anyways. Okay.
Is there anything people, again, you mentioned you're trying to, you went down, you visited the Capitol, and yep. there's stuff that you're trying, or maybe it's in the works, hopefully. Yep. When will you know about those?
Usually by mid-July, the sessions are over, and we kind of know what's gone through, what hasn't gone through. I already know there's a few things that don't look so good, like the two-year death rule for DIC, for dependent indemnity compensation, doesn't look like it's going to go through.
Okay.
But to be honest, the years of doing this, it seems like just because it shows like right now it's not going to go through doesn't mean it doesn't.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it could get some drive and fix itself. So.
And hopefully that is the case. But like you said, you know, you never know. It's hard to say. Things change on a day-to-day
exactly.
basis. So.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't hold my breath too long. So
no, very good. Well, maybe run through that contact information again for people that have questions about anything we've talked about today, or if it's just in general when it comes to benefits that they may be eligible for. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best way, you know, like we've talked many times before, mm-hmm. Kelly, the Assistant County Veteran Service Officer, is in Crookston 5 days a week, 8 to 4:30, minus vacation and sick time, of course. Mm-hmm. Me and myself, I run around quite a bit. So Mondays and Fridays, I'm in Crookston, 8 to 4:30. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm in my East Grand Forks office from 9 to 3. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesdays, I go to FOSTA in the morning from 9 to noon at the Civic Center. And then at the Bella Building in McIntosh from 1 to 3:30.
Sure. Okay. And for Kelly, for instance, does it help him if people set up appointments at a time? Or, I mean, do people walk in?
We prefer if you make an appointment, more or less for yourself, because I just don't like it when veterans walk in and they have to sit and wait because we have other veterans we're helping. And
yep.
sometimes one veteran takes 15 minutes. So mm-hmm. sometimes another veteran will walk in and we'll spend 2 hours with them.
Yeah.
It just depends. So if you want to make sure that you have a good spot time with us and you don't have to wait so long, give us a call. Just make an appointment. It's so much better.
Yeah. Well, it's convenient, like you said. I mean, not only for you, but for them, it's a huge benefit. So they know they're coming in and they're going to be able to be helped.
They're
going to
get taken care of. We're already ready for them. We'll have everything kind of, you know, paperwork ready to go because we're going to know what they want to do or mm-hmm. what we're looking at.
Sure.
But yeah, so it's just so much easier. But when I say that, I'm not saying we won't take walk-ins.
Yeah, no.
We, you know, there's emergency situations where you need to just come and see us, or you got something in the mail and you want us to look at it real quick. Come on in. We're willing to help. Just if you don't make an appointment, I'm sorry, but you might have to wait a little bit.
Sure. Okay, very good. And again, for those who have not been to the Polk County Government Center, you walk through the main doors, and they're just right there on the right-hand
side.
Right
on the right.
You don't have to go up the stairs. You don't got to go to a different level. No. Just right there. So
we're the closest office from the main doors.
Yeah, very, very easy to find and very, very convenient. So.
And then if you're trying to get a hold of us, the best number for the Crookston office is 218-281-3066, and my work cell phone is 218-289-5066.
And obviously leave a message.
You don't please answer. Leave a message.
Yep.
We, like I told someone today, we probably talk to, I'm sure, close to 100 people a day between the two of us.
Yep.
So if you don't leave a message, we're not going to assume that it's you want us to call you back.
Yeah.
So just leave us a message. We'll call you back as soon as possible.
Well, like you said, when you're dealing with that many people, you can't. I mean, if you're not leaving a message, there's so many other, you know, things that will need
your
attention.
I'm going to deal with the people that leave a message and we know they want us to contact them back.
So. Absolutely. Well, hey, appreciate you coming in. As always, hope Memorial Day goes well for you in Oakley, and we'll look forward to having you on in June, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
That's Kurt Ellison from Polk and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs joining us this morning on our Valley Talk program. As always, we'll have